Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John, the ever-changing landscape of college football. Let's get wacky with this. You want to draw some inspiration? You saw an idea floated out there, more of just a conversation starter, right?
It is, and it involves obviously something that you mentioned. It's kind of stealing from what we've seen in European soccer.
A little flea.
And it's a relegation. Promotion and relegation league. It's got three different series or three different levels. The first level is what would be called the Premier Division.
Premier, if we're using yes.
Well,
let's
not get too wild and crazy.
Premier Division.
Which would consist of the top 24 teams in the country. The second division would be the Championship Division, which would contain the next 32 teams. And then the final one, somewhere between 40 and 48 teams, the National Division. And you have a chance. Like the National Division, the top four teams would then get promoted to the Championship Division.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last place in each division in the Championship Division would go down. You would also have a chance to move up from the Champion Division to the Premier Division. The bottom three teams relegated from the Premier Division based on win percentage would then get pushed down to the Championship Division. So you would always have, it would take a couple of years, which I think is probably the drawback for this in college football, because year to year, especially with the transfer portal, you could, like Indiana, if they were in the, let's just say, the National Division this year, all of a sudden they win, you know, the championship, they bump up, but then all those kids graduate, they hit the portal again, it doesn't work out. Now you're kind of capped off at that championship level. It's going to be, which we all see in college football, what would be the Premier Division is generally going to contain the top 15 programs year in, year out.
No,
they're
what.
Always going to be in that, which, okay, if you're playing games scheduled and you're only drawing from those 24 opponents, you're going to get better college football week in, week out. Now, it may only be a handful of games because you're not concerned about winning the Big 12 or, you know, you don't have
so that is the
conferences.
The drawback is you lose, you know, your Big 10, your SEC, some of those rivals, but we've already seen that in the sport. These divisions and these conferences have been warped so much so that I don't even know if that's a drawback. Like the way they pitch this, the top 24 teams in college football, you can guess who would be in the Premier Division. Your Alabamas and Georgias and Michigan and Ohio State, USC and Oklahoma and Texas and Notre Dame. You know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
The beauty of this system, though, is you're well within your right to earn your way into that class. If you're the little guy, you play your way up. And you're guaranteeing yourself the best of the best play more often. You're going to get yourself the best of the best playing for a championship. Premier League soccer doesn't do a playoff.
Right.
But could you still do kind of a playoff with this too? Like you take...
Oh, sure.
You would take...
Take your top six teams.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't necessarily be drawing from 12 or 14 or 16 like they're talking about now, but you're going to see part of that play out throughout the course of the year, and then you could just narrow it down to the top six teams in that Premier Division.
What if you did, you tell me if this is doing too much, the Premier Division makes up the bulk of the playoff, but you give one playoff spot to the National Division and Champions Division.
You still want to allow those gold stars for those lesser teams.
They'd still have to play themselves to a national title, but it solves the one problem you said about you have this truly great group of juniors and seniors. They go undefeated in the second division, and then I just put them in there just to see how good they are. They're already getting a promotion.
Right.
Could they still compete for the title that year is a long shot for the entertainment value of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so the motivation is for the programs to build winners. The motivation for the players is still going to remain the same. I want to be able to go from, let's just say, Central Michigan to an Ohio State or a Michigan State, or a Michigan, so that I have a chance to play, and all of the best players are going to congregate at all of the top programs, which, in the end, is really great for the spectator, but it ruins maybe Saturdays for some of the lesser schools.
Well, the texter says mid-majors, if they aren't dead already, this will completely kill them.
I mean, they're kind of dead already.
Guys, I went to Central. We're not competing for a national title anytime soon. This requires you. It becomes incremental. So, John.
But to your point, though, let's just say Central Michigan was in
the lowest one.
The lowest one.
Yeah.
You have a chance to win a championship at that level.
Like teams going toe-to-toe. And if you do build real momentum year over year and you win, you get to get bounced up a level. So have you seen I think it's on Hulu, this Wrexham show.
Oh, with what's his name who bought the team?
Yeah, the two guys. Yeah. The one dude from Always Sunny and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing it in kind of a crazy way, but they've bounced that program up multiple levels. So you can get a Cinderella story.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I know that, I don't know the world of soccer well enough to know how much rosters change, how much they stay the same, how much they're able to, to retain their players so that they can grow, so that they can be promoted to these other leagues. But to counter that thinking of, well, a Central will never have a chance to win a national championship. Well, they don't really have a chance to win a national championship now. In this, I know Western hockey,
but
they
different.
Would have an opportunity to win it in the National Division or the Champions Division or the Premier Division.
And if you talk to people about Western's hockey program, it was Rome not built in a day type of thing, where it took decades of chipping away in progress. And this system at least would provide a format for you to be rewarded for your progress. And then, the only thing stopping you from getting to the big boys is yourself. You keep winning and you will keep progressing. Some ticket texters, they want to know where Michigan State would fit in this model.
Well, let me go back to what they have. So this is not me.
They would not be in the top 24 teams.
No, they would be in the Champions Division.
The second group of 32 teams. Mm-hmm. And you can play yourself up. Like if you have a D'Antonio thing again, right, where you put together four or five really good years, you can get yourself up into the top division in the sport. What else we got here? This would never work because conferences would never agree to it. Yes, we know. This is a thought exercise.
Yeah.
Is this better for all the stupid tweaks we've seen where we're mashing up conferences and warping and twisting everything? Is this just better?
I like this over the auto bids.
Yes. Now,
and I'm probably more in favor. I don't necessarily know I like the auto bids, but I think if you just let itself play out, you're still going to get four SEC, four Big Ten teams. Because of the strength of the conference.
Yeah, there's this idea getting floated out of a 16-team playoff with like four auto bids for the big conference.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I'd rather this at that point.
Yes.
You guys let us know. Jacob in Plymouth, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. See, I don't like it because I think it'd be too difficult to get to the top 24 teams. Because you guys are just talking about different conferences. The second best team in the ACC has been awful for years. It's been like a Clemson or a top team. The rest has been garbage. And you would have too much regional arguing on what strength of schedule means. I mean, you guys brought up Michigan State. The year after they went to the playoff, they went 3-9. So if you went into the season, you'd say, well, that's a really tough schedule that we got coming up playing them. But then they end up sucking, and it's too many years of you don't know what the schedule actually is till the end of the year, and it'd be too much arguing back and forth on it.
I think the implementation would be a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
But if you actually had, if you could like wave a wand as a commissioner of college sports.
You wouldn't know what the schedule was until sometime in the offseason. Well, welcome to the NFL schedule reveal that we just had.
Some people were making fun of this. Just add ties, have flags, 5 minutes to draw flags, overtime, extra minutes instead, stoppage time. We're not going to make this soccer.
No.
But could you steal an idea from European soccer?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This basically says, what if you mash together the best 24 teams, had them play each other, and the worst teams drop out every year? The lower division can play themselves up every... You know what it takes out of it? Subjectivity. You win your way in, you lose your way out. And it's rare, but soccer teams do take multiple steps up, and you could rise from the ashes as a college football program. And it removes all this legacy stuff about you used to be good, and now you're anchored in as a top brand forever. If you don't keep winning, you're going to fall down the stairs there. You're going to be in a lower division.
Yeah, and it takes every year. It takes the best teams of the Big Ten, the best teams of the SEC. If it's Clemson coming out of the ACC, maybe it's only one ACC team. Maybe it's only one or two Big 12 teams. But it takes all the best teams, and it crams them into one division, and now you get a chance to have a great college football schedule during the regular season. And for those teams that are at the bottom that can't keep up, you bump them down.
It's a level
give somebody
field.
Else a chance and an opportunity.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, I mean, obviously for European soccer, some players will play for a team for 15, 20 years.
Right.
Like you have a chance to build a roster, build your team, your franchise, and move up. In college football, your best players are only going to be there at most 3 years, maybe less if they start jumping around, because this would have to be in conjunction with contracts and staying at a school for a fixed number of years.
Yeah, there's a lot of things and obstacles that would keep this from going into place. But I think one thing that would help you is, let's say you're in tier two division, the second division, and you're a sophomore or a junior, and you win that division, you're going to be in the big boy division the next year.
Yeah.
Do you stick around with your boys, your group, if they can take care of you financially better now that you're moving up a division? Do you actually stay to say, hey, we're going to take a crack at the big boys in the big division?
And that's always going to be the wild card. Moving forward, how many guys end up playing their entire length of eligibility, whether it's 4 years or 5 years, because they can actually make decent money in college football now versus being a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, seventh-round pick, an undrafted free agent? We see guys leave all the time, and they go undrafted. I think we will start to see less of that, and making these teams, whether you're in the middle division, the bottom division, if you get guys that are sticking around because they're making more in college football, they'll have a chance to actually bump up a division.
248-539-9797. Texas says, we already have divisions D1, D2, D3, NAIA. Yeah, but you can't play yourself up the same way.
Right, yeah. You're not taking a D3 school and within the next 6 years becoming a premier D1 school.
Let alone over 1 year. Because the way it works in the Premier League is if you are in the Champions League is the second league, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you win the Champions League, you're in the Premier League.
Yeah.
The next season.
If you're one of the top three teams.
Yes. Yeah. It's not just number one. It's 1, 2, and 3. You can play yourself into the top division. It doesn't exist right now where Central Michigan can be in the Big Ten.
No.
This effectively creates that dynamic where, as unlikely as it may be, the little guy can earn them their way up. And there's no permanence at the top. You don't get to rest on your laurels and go, well, Northwestern's a founding member of the Big Ten Conference and we're here until we die. No, if you are 1-7, your ass is going backwards. You get to go play in the little kids division.
I love the big boy voice.
Well, these teams are grandfathered in, and this would effectively uproot those grandfathered in teams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the Vanderbilts. It's the Northwesterns. It's some of those teams.
Out.
Yeah, and you have that chance to continue to move up. And the risk of obviously bumping down. So if somebody were to come in to say Northwestern, or let's just use Central Michigan, and I don't know how, I know Wrexham is the big story. I don't know that much about it.
Sure.
But if you had a donor that said, you know what, or a group of donors.
We're going to fund this.
We're going to fund this for Central Michigan. We want to see within the next 4 years, this team go from being in the, let's just say, national division to getting a chance to compete in the premier division. And they just end up paying more money than anybody else.
Well, a better example might be not Central Michigan, but TJ Lang starts throwing some money at EMU with Max Crosby, and all of a sudden they're on a rocket ship to...
Professional sports franchise owner.
Could you imagine they do a documentary and it's TJ and Max Crosby in the style of the Wrexham show?
It could happen.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
It's 97.1.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.